Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to speak to you about imposter syndrome, an important concept that individuals who exhibit narcissistic tendencies need to know about. At one time or another, many of us have experienced feeling like we are not worthy of the praise we receive from the world, or that we are not deserving of the success we have achieved in our life. Research shows that these feelings are prevalent among successful individuals and that 70% of the population shares in this experience. Although it's perfectly normal to sometimes doubt our ability, for individuals with narcissistic tendencies, the thought of being an imposter can subtly take over and have a very negative effect. These thoughts might lead you to live life in a way where you are constantly in fear of how others will react if they knew the real you. The term imposter syndrome was first used by clinical psychologists Pauline Clance and Suzanne Imes in 1978 to describe the feelings of a group of highly successful women who experienced feelings of intellectual phoniness in spite of having outstanding academic and professional achievements. Imposter syndrome affects both men and women in all walks of life, and it's described as feeling like a fraud and believing that others perceive you more favorably than is true and warranted. Imposter syndrome is an overly critical view of yourself. Individuals who experience this syndrome can feel as if they are undeserving of the success they have achieved. And although there may be clear external evidence indicating the exact opposite, you end up living your life believing that at any moment you're going to be exposed as a fraud. Essentially, the internal view you have of yourself does not match up with the external view that others have of you. If left unchecked, imposter syndrome can severely limit the quality of your life. Individuals who suffer from it tend to ruminate on failures, past mistakes, and criticism they receive from others. They tend to also experience feelings of shame, anxiety, and depression. The fear of failure and constant thought that you will be exposed can have a paralyzing effect. It might cause you to stop challenging yourself or to avoid anything that might expose you as not being who you say you are. I'm going to share some common signs that indicate a person might be experiencing imposter syndrome. First, imposter syndrome most often manifests itself as an overwhelming feeling of being a fraud or a phony. If you experience imposter syndrome, you might feel like an actor in your life. You might even be a people pleaser and, like a good actor, give answers you believe others want to hear. These attempts to please everyone in order to feel good about yourself will decrease your feelings of authenticity. It becomes especially difficult to connect with our true self if we are regularly adapting our sense of self to others. Another way imposter syndrome can manifest itself is through perfectionism. You might strive for perfection in everything that you do in fear that if you aren't perfect, people will devalue you and discard you. The last thing you want is to be seen as a fraud. That would likely have a very negative impact on your life, especially in your business and your relationships. You might be a really hard worker, and there isn't anything wrong with being a hard worker. It's just that individuals who experience imposter syndrome can experience anxiety as well as unneeded and unhelpful pressure to perform at a level that isn't necessarily healthy. Unfortunately, your hard work might be motivated by something negative, like not wanting others to think poorly of you. And it's not uncommon that your hard work and perfectionism will result in more praise and success, which in turn leads to having more feelings of being an imposter and adding even more pressure onto you. The need to overprepare and overwork to make sure everything is perfect often leads to feeling burned out, anxious, and depressed. It really is an exhausting and difficult cycle to maintain. Another way imposter syndrome can manifest in your life is through a lack of confidence. Because you fear being rejected by others, you might have convinced yourself that you are less intelligent and not deserving of your success. You might feel less confident in your abilities and intelligence and avoid displaying confidence in your work. You might believe that your success is due solely to luck or being at the right place at the right time. Imposter syndrome can also manifest itself as an excessive use of charm. Often, individuals who experience imposter syndrome will use charm to gain approval and praise from supervisors or coworkers. Your feelings of unworthiness might lead you to seek out individuals in power positions in order to increase your own position. As a result, you might actually gain more recognition, but might end up feeling insecure about yourself since it wasn't skill or competence that helped you get ahead. Imposter syndrome may also be experienced as an unrealistic perception of the life others are living. Individuals who use social media are constantly bombarded with images of the perfect life. It's easy to forget that these images are heavily and perfectly edited to portray a mostly unattainable way of living. It's important to realize that we all experience similar struggles and no one's life is perfect. It's especially important not to compare your life to others. This could easily trigger you into not feeling good enough and you might get stuck in envy or jealousy. We are all unique and handle life experiences and challenges in our own way. The way others have achieved success or the way they live their life shouldn't dictate the road you take. It's more than okay to pave your own unique path to success. This is your life. There are some steps you can take to help you feel less like an imposter if imposter syndrome is something you experience. The first thing you need to do is acknowledge that you are responsible for your own success. It's your hard work, ability, and opportunity that brought you success. Don't let yourself believe that it's only luck or being at the right place at the right time that got you this far. Your past failures do not make you incompetent or less worthy of your present success. They actually helped to inform you of what works and what doesn't. Remember, you are not defined by your failures. You are defined by your ability to overcome setbacks. You are defined by your willingness to move forward, even when it's difficult. I believe when we look back at our lives, what we now might see as a failure, later we will see as an important lesson life didn't want us to miss. Many times we only focus on the outward success we see in others, and forget to realize that they too experience setbacks, have failures, and face difficulties in life. I believe journaling can also help you with feeling like an imposter. By writing down your accomplishments and how you overcame setbacks in the past, you can remind yourself of how hard you have worked to get where you are at this point in your life. Whenever it's necessary, you can use your journal to help you confront and quiet your inner critic. The most important thing is to keep working on yourself. Stay positive, even if you make mistakes. Growth doesn't happen overnight. Just take it one step at a time. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.